All right, good evening, everybody. As Feza indicated, some people refer to me as Dr. Love. And that's because the business that I'm in, I actually help to make people irresistible. If you want to be an irresistible lover, you can come to me. And in fact, we know this as a science. We can make people fall in love, and we can make them fall out of love. This, as we speak today, is a scientific fact. We know exactly how to do it. We know the chemistry that is involved. We know the science that is involved. No longer, you should have spoken to me before you got divorced. Yeah. And you know, relationship, love is to our souls what food is to our bodies. We need love. Human beings, it is an actual need, it's an intrinsic, inborn, inbuilt need within all of us. Regardless of your experiences, I want to tell you, there was a time, and you know, Feza alluded to this earlier, there was a phase in my life, the reason why I could talk confidently about it, the reason why I could speak to you about it is because I've lived it. Because like some of you, or unlike many of you, young, beautiful people like you are, attracting the right person, I went through a phase in my life, a complex phase, where I developed what was called an inferiority complex. I couldn't get any nice girls like you. The harder I tried, the further they seemed to run away from me, and I thought I must be ugly. You know, maybe it's my big nose or something. Maybe because I was skinny. And as I developed and grew, like you said, and he mentioned, I developed my mentality, I read, and I transformed myself. You know what I want to tell you? Any singletons in the house? Any singletons? Let me see your hands if you're single. Well, you need to come and see me afterwards. You need to come and see me. I want to talk to I went from the point, and as I read and transformed myself, I honestly realized that what you think about, you bring about. I thought ugly. Hence, I behaved ugly. And people treated me ugly. And then what you focus on, I used to always focus on the girls that were taken. I would see a nice, trim, slim girl going down the road, and the next thing I know, she was on the arm of another man. You know, I used to think, my God, my luck. All the good fishes have been fished out of the sea. But I actually swung that around. And I focus on the eligible, available girls. And I began to think of myself as good as any and better than many. Mm-hmm. And guess what? All the beautiful girls came out of the woodwork. And today I say I walk amongst the gods. Not because I'm a god, I'm a mortal myself. I don't come down from heaven, I'm coming up from hell. But I'm married to a goddess. And she's born me two lovely children. And hopefully, if she's not here, now, whatever I say to you, don't tell her. Okay? I'm hoping to hit five. But she doesn't know that yet. So don't tell her. It's a sad reality in the world that we're witnessing. That if each of you were to get married, many of you probably will know this already, that half of you would be divorced. Divorce is the cancer of relationship. Divorce is that one thing, and separation is that one thing that is eating out the heart of society. We know today that married people, regardless to the stresses, regardless to the fact, happily married people are more wealthy, talk about wealth, than their single counterparts. Happily married people are more healthy than their single counterparts. Happily married people obviously are more happy than their single counterparts. And research has borne this out. All the research from the social scientists have borne out that fact. But why is it that relationships are going to the pits? Why is it some of us get our hearts plucked out? Why is it that some of us, and some people become very cynical when I talk to people, and I tell people you can have an ecstatic relationship. I tell people that if you're with a man, you can light his fire. And if you're with a woman, you can ignite her passion. I'm going to talk to you tonight about that. I don't have enough time. Feza knows that when I get excited, when I get on stage, and when I share information, I could babble for the rest of the night. But these things that I'm telling you are borne out by scientific fact. I want to talk to the couples who are in the house or people who are in the relationship, in relationships tonight. And I'm going to share with you, I have 4 P's, but I'm only going to dwell on 2 P's. The singletons, I'll talk to you another time. I'll tell you and show you the science. You know, when I was small, I tell this story, just to divert, tell this story all the time. We used to have a dog called Boney. Well, the dog was named Boney because of the way he looks. I hope nobody is here from the RSPC or something like that. We used to tie the dog outside. He was a guard dog. And we used to feed him scraps from the kitchen table. You know, in the Caribbean, that's what we do. We don't sleep with them. But I noticed. don't get me wrong. That wasn't a pun. Don't get me wrong. No. What happened was, when I was young, an interesting phenomenon occurred almost every month. Other dogs of every pedigree, about once a month, would zoom and find their way to our yard to match with this scruffy old bony dog. I didn't understand that. What did they see in that dog? And as I grew and I went into science, I learned something that is interesting. I'd like to share with you that in the animal world, and some of you may know this, that the animals attract each other by sometimes pheromones, sometimes looks, but there is an inbuilt function that when Boney let off those pheromones, every dog within scent of her was magnetized. May I make the parallel, the comparison? I want to say to you, every woman that's in this room, every one of you have the power to attract the man of your desire. Because if you know how to use your feminine power, if you know how to use what I call your femininity, you could put a ring in a man's nose and lead him around the world. Believe me!